about the vagina. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Jesus, I'm tired. So f***ing tired. You know how tired I am? If some girl came up to me, begged me to f***, I couldn't do it.
Dad?
That's how tired I am.
Watch the language, huh?
Just listening to music.
You said that to Miss Sunshine, right?
Yep. $1 million if you turn around.
It's the grandpa.
See?
All right, the rest of us.
Oh, the rest of you.
Great actor.
Can I give you some advice? Well, I'm going to give it to you anyway.
Alan Arkin.
I don't want you making the same mistakes I made when I was young.
Can we hear this?
Dwayne, that's your name, right? Dwayne?
Right.
This is the voice of experience talking. Are you listening? F*** a lot of women, Dwayne.
Hey.
Not just one woman.
Dad.
A lot of women.
That's enough, right?
Are you getting any?
Dad.
You can tell me, Dwayne. Are you getting any?
Come on, please.
No? Jesus. You're what, 15? My God, man.
Dad.
You should be getting that young
Dad.
Stuff. That young stuff
hey.
Is the best stuff in the whole world.
Hey, Dad, that's enough. Stop
Will you kindly not interrupt me, Richard? See, right now, you're jailbait, they're jailbait. It's perfect. I mean, you hit 18. Man, you're talking about 3 to 5.
Hey, I will pull this truck over right now.
So pull the truck over. You're not going to shut me up. F*** you. I can say what I want.
Mike Show. Can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Peter Knorr.
Thank you. That was the joke.
Yep.
Like paying for sex with a bad hooker. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, I don't know about that.
More exclusive audio from Alberto Gonzalez.
Ah, very good. He resigned yesterday, and we have the exclusive tapes. He left so quickly that, you know, the press conference lasted just seconds.
Here's some more.
Adios, senores.
And he was gone like that. And they haven't even named a successor yet.
And he's gone.
And he's gone.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. What's up?
Hey, Don and Mike. How you guys doing?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I want to talk about the Taggers you guys were talking earlier, too.
Taggers, yes, sir.
Taggers, that's what the name is. Yes.
Taggers.
Yeah. Yeah, those you was calling them gangsters and thugs. No way, no how are those gangsters and thugs. The real gangsters and thugs, we don't climb up on anything higher than 6 feet tall. You know, we just don't do it.
All right. Well, thank you, my friend.
Are you a real gangster or thug?
He just got cut off. You know why?
Why?
He's the OJ guy. The OJ guy, not to be confused with the Oakland guy, not to be confused with the Baltimore guy.
Right. We got him.
Yep, we nailed it.
We nailed it.
Now we got him good. Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Ah, there's another guy that we got.
Hello.
Got him.
Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
We have our big butterfly net out today. Mike and I are driving our big ice cream truck.
Nobody's getting through that. We don't want to get through.
Side door.
That mental image that you had when you were a kid, that if you were crazy, really a man in a white truck would come, and there would be a big net, and they would catch you in the net.
Yeah, they chase you because that was the only way that they could actually bring you under control is with a huge, oversized net. Bigger than the ones that they catch butterflies with.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don and Mike. I was calling because I was talking to you earlier about the Tigers, and I just have some more information for you, and I also had a proposition that if you guys want, I'm going out and doing a huge piece in the next couple of days. And
a huge piece. That, I like the way you put that, that it's like artwork. I think that's wonderful.
Yeah, that's...
What canvas are you thinking of, an overpass or perhaps a warehouse?
Well, actually, I got I'm getting paid to do the side of a huge building. And
would you incorporate our names into it?
Yeah. That's what I would say, is that I will add your guys' names into it, and I will definitely make...
Oh, did he just say your guys'?
No, he was okay.
Really?
He didn't have the...
Robbie was borderline, you know he was.
Yeah, but he saved himself.
How did he save himself?
Hey, Chewy, here's a question for you. You said you're getting paid for this. Are the gangbangers or whoever they are they paying you like you're an artist to do this for them?
Or are you getting paid by like a municipality to kind of decorate a building?
Well, it's kind of half and half because, you know what, there's half of it is the illegal part when you go out and you bring a backpack. And
dude, who's paying you?
Yeah, you're not answering the question. We're asking who's paying you to do it this time.
It's the actual store owners. They are doing me to decorate their
wall.
Well,
I would say only put our names up if you're doing vandalism. If you're getting paid, don't put our names up.
Right.
Okay? Come on, Jesus, I got to tell you how to
You
be
want
a
little street cred, isn't that right, Don?
That's right, Mike.
A little authenticity.
And I don't want to divorce like Kobe. And I don't want to kill dogs like Michael Vick.
Exactly. No.
But I got to get some cred. So
you
want
to get some street cred? Yeah, we have to get street cred by, doing it where it's not supposed to go. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see it on the side of one of those train cars, because that's what then it'll make its way across the whole country.
It's a nice canvas.
I got that memo today. We need more street cred. Have you seen our jersey sales?
They're terrible.
Westwood One is selling more Tom Likas jerseys than they are Don and Mike
it's
jerseys.
It's just not right, and we refuse to fight dogs to increase our street cred.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, hi there.
Hey. Hey, Mike, guess what I'm going to do one day?
What?
I'm going to go in your restaurant, and I'm going to order $100 of food, and then I'm going to walk out my head high.
Yeah? Then I'm going to personally tackle you in the middle of the parking lot, and I'm going to send you to the joint.
Well, you stole me $100, and I want my money.
How do I owe you $100?
Because I went up to a cop 6 months ago and tried to turn myself in, and I never got paid.
I don't get how I have anything to do with that, bro.
Did he say he went up to a cop?
Well, that's too bad.
He went up to a cop?
To get paid.
To get paid.
For what?
Yeah. Well, I called you guys, and I needed $100, and you guys said, go turn yourself in. I did. And then I got in trouble at work for it. Because I was in my work truck.
Really?
I'll never forget it.
I tell you what, I know that Mike doesn't want to involve his restaurant in the show. I will involve mine. I don't talk about mine a lot. Mine is a place called Ben's Chili Bowl. And
good for you.
I want you to come down to my place, Ben's Chili Bowl.
Sure.
And tell them who you are, and they will treat you like a king.
It'll be wonderful.
Well, like I said, you'll see.
Right. And remember our motto. Who needs to lock their doors?
And look for us in graffiti everywhere. Taggers everywhere will be spreading the message and giving us street cred.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, Don and Mike, I had a quick question. That net that the guys in the little white coats use to catch the crazy people,
right?
Is that a bigger net or a smaller net than the ones that the dog catchers use?
Bigger.
Like cartoon-sized nets.
Yeah, and wide enough to fit a large man inside there, but not quite tall enough.
Hello there, Don and Mike show.
Like a hula hoop.
Yeah. Hi, what's up?
Oh, there's a lot of, you know. Hey, your boy DMX, you like DMX the rapper? He's involved with dogfighting, too, with Michael Convict. Yes, DMX, y'all going to make me act a fool up in here. Y'all going to make me live like you up in here.
I want to tell you, when we let Negroes talk like that, that helps our cred.
Our street cred.
That's right. Do you understand one thing he said?
No, but I'm down with it.
He did say DMX, right?
Yes.
That's a great bicycle.
Up in here.
Heard that.
And I always interpreted that as up in here.
Wow. But
you're going to make me lose my mind.
You're going to make me lose my
mind. Up in here. Uh-huh. Right here.
Up in there.
That'll make me lose my mind. I'll go crazy for it if it's up in here.
Thank you.
How many minutes until we play Sean Kingston again? Find that one for me, Rob.
Okay. Up in here.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Yes.
I just wanted to say I've got a great story for Monkey Tuesday.
it is Tuesday.
Oh, yes.
The late Penn Jillette.
Penn Jillette was, he visited here briefly.
The late Penn Teller. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, man.
Hey, turn down your radio, please. Be a buddy. Turn your radio down.
All right. Hey,
thanks.
I want to talk to Dom once. My son's into that graffiti art and the tagging and stuff.
Uh-huh. Yes, sir.
And I just want to share some information about that.
You must be proud of your son.
Are you happy your son's involved with that or not happy?
No, not at all, because he just got a big fine.
How much did you have to pay?
Oh, he's only 15, and they had each of them, there was about 8 of them, and they had to pay like $1,500 a piece.
15? Wow. He should be out there hitting it. That's the best sex he's going to get.
You sound like Alan Arkin.
I was going back to Little Miss Sunshine.
Go ahead. Come on.
You should be effing that all day long.
Yeah, really. In 18, you get 3 to 5 for that.
Well, you know.
What's he tagging? What's he tagging?
Did he win the Academy Award for that role?
I know he got nominated. He might have won.
I think he won.
I think he might have won it.
I think it was like the first one they gave out this year, right?
Might have won it. Almost for the Bill Macy style of acting. Come on.
Can Maude Finley go broadless?
Maude Finley, it's impossible for Maude Finley to go broadless.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Tap that thing.
Hello.
Get that
young
stuff. Hello. Go on. Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don. How you doing?
You're not a tagger, are you?
Take a turn. What's up?
Hey, I might be half a tard, but...
Yeah, you've guaranteed that already. You know why? For the incredible gulf of time it takes for you to process each thought.
You're a tard lotto.
New at Dunkin' Donuts. Try the new tard lotto.
All right. Half a tard. Well, how may we serve you?
Hey, pleased to be explaining Pixie to me.
No. Sorry.
Nope.
See, that's, you're right. You are a pixie, half a retard.
And always the H-E-Y before it. Hey, I gotta...
Hello, Don and Mike show.
My brain's not working, so I gotta...
Hello.
Hey, start everything, hey.
Hello.
Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hi there.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, I've been a listener for a long time, since the Wave of Days.
Thank you, baby.
Are you guys familiar with the term "see you next Tuesday"?
Yes, we're very familiar with that, sir. Also, with cunning runts.
There's been several opportunities to see you next Tuesday, and I actually used it on my female boss the other day, and she didn't know what I was talking about. She thought I was taking Monday off.
I was classic. Let's rack him.
See you next Tuesday.
Say yo, Sean Kingston.
You're way too beautiful, girl.
Somebody shoot me now.
Suicidal. Suicidal.
That's why it'll never work.
I'd rather hear the Chocolate Rain guy. Mm-hmm. He's going to be on Jimmy Kimmel on Friday night. Did you know that?
Chocolate Rain.
Did I tell you about the video where they had him sing like Rick Astley?
Yeah, yes. Because he sounds like Rick Astley.
Yeah, right.
It's amazing.
You have me suicidal, suicidal. When you say it's over, damn all these beautiful girls.
Hey, let it... Just let it run.
That's the song of the summer, Don.
It sure is.
Sure is.
That's the hit of the summer.
It's the anthem.
Truly is.
Owen Wilson loves it.
It's this summer's.
Hey, newsman. Buzz. Funny from the newsman.
Buzz. Buzz Girdley.
Hi.
I just want to say I found that totally inappropriate, Buzz.
I read online today it might be H.
Yeah. Heard that.
Mm-hmm. Heroin?
Yep.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, herpes.
Either way.
Herpes, either way, make you want to kill yourself.
H and H. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Hi, Mike.
But it was hazy, hot, and humid. It's herpes. Hi there.
Herpes. Hi. Herpes and heroin.
And
you need another H.
Hitler.
Of course. It's always Hitler with you.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
That's why I hate playing Scrabble with him whenever there's an H.
I'd like to give it a little Middle Eastern flavor. You got herpes, heroin, and hummus.
And also you play Scrabble with Rob. Watch out that Z.
Yes.
There's always only one word.
That's he won't do anything else with the Z. You'll never see zebra.
The crooked cross.
No way.
He won't throw the obligatory zoo.
Right.
No. You know.
If there's a Z there, he said, I want your N. I want your A.
Got an I.
Hello. Hey, what can we do for you, ma'am?
I just want to let you know, Don, that the only way I knew how to solve the problem with the keys and the cars was to put them between the mattress and the box spring. My 13-year-old took all his buddies out for rides in my car, and I never figured it out except that it was just a little odd that in the morning I had more gas than I had the night before because they'd always put a couple more dollars in.
Our kids stupid. Our boys stupid.
Yeah, they are. In its own little way, though, you know, it's better than being totally disrespectful and trying to leave your car empty. Did you ever go check the odometer on your automobile?
Well, no, because I wasn't thinking that my 13-year-old was going to be out joyriding it. Maybe 15 or 16, but he had older friends, and so they all went in my car.
More importantly, have you bothered to smell those seats?
Yeah.
Really, ma'am?
Really? Armor All.
Think about it.
Take the Armor All to those vinyl or leather seats.
I'm sorry that happened. Do you want to send this one out to you?
Say yo, Sean Kingston.
You're a beautiful girl.
That's why it'll never work. You have me suicidal, suicidal way.
Tell me.
Charlie and Harrigan.
Do you know what I'd like to hear? I'd like to hear a cover of that from Elmer Fudd. I truly would, because I don't think it's that much of a...
You got me suicidal. Beautiful.
You are so beautiful, suicidal.
Song of the summer. It's the anthem of the summer.
I sure enjoy it. When I'm out tagging, that's what I listen to. I enjoy that.
See you later, honey.
Bye.
Good luck with your cow.
Goodbye, honey.
Honey.
God damn it, honey.
Hey, what's the matter, honey? I got a 13-year-old driving a car.
Hello, Dynamite Show.
Hey, Dynamite.
Hi there.
I was going to tell you that if you want, I'll tag a train for you. I'll put your guys' name on it. And
damn it, because he was going to tag what I wanted tagged.
Don't you taggers know the rules? You can't say your guises, you guises. You can't say whatnot.
Can't be done.
Can't give yourself a nickname.
And that stain from the Food Network, you know what, Rob? That Alton Brown? He's a whatnot user. Hate that guy. Rob likes him. I hate him. He's the nerd of nerds.
That means you've been watching, though.
Alton Brown. Alton Brown and his hairy mole.
Whatnot?
Don't like the mole.
I bet he says you guys is, too.
That mole's going to end up in a meatloaf someday.
That's disgusting. He's gross. He looks like he smells like Fanny.
Hello there.
You don't like him, then. No, he really looks like he smells like Fanny, and he's dirty.
Hello there.
He's around food all day, too.
Say yo, Sean Kingston. You're way too beautiful, girl.
Alton Brown.
That's why it'll never work.
To sing for you.
Don and Mike Show. Kids go crazy for that Sean Kingston. He's hot as balls. I can feel our teenage numbers going up, Mike.
The more you play that, the better we're going to do.
Goddamn right.
Amen.
Because we don't have street cred.
We don't have enough. Oh, and we were going to have... Did you hang up or are you still on the line?
I'm still on the line.
Hey, what's up? What can we do for you?
Hey, got a question. First of all, I just went on the website and I just want to check out the pictures of you guys. Do you have any more pictures of everybody you talk, you know, Bart and everybody else?
Yeah, let me give you a special site for that, for family photos. Do you have a pencil?
Yeah.
Okay, go to www.scatlover.com. It's a special site with the family pictures.
Yep. It's got all our good photos, our personal photos on, and some stuff that we like to share with our listeners.
Say it again.
Scatlover. It's all one word. .com.
.com.
No downloading.
Great. Hey, by the way, Frida was a total fox, by the way. Just wanted to let you know.
Who was a total fox?
Frida.
Frida was a total fox. He's giving a compliment.
Well, that's very nice. Thank you.
Are you near a computer right now?
No, I'm actually driving in the car.
As soon as you get to a computer, I want you to go in and click where it says family photos.
And call us back when you get to that site.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
I appreciate it.
Thank you.
I like it when we make friends.
It's wonderful.
It's nice.
And I think, in a way, that's going to help our cred, too.
Hey, Buzz, real fast, go to that site.
And just turn because we haven't seen it in a while.
That's true.
Just turn it on for a second.
I haven't seen it really since that very... I mean, how many years ago did we get that site?
I'm sad to say I saw the front page over the weekend.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Sad to say, really?
And if that guy is still listening, look for Don in the forum tonight.
Okay. There's the front page.
Oh.
Nice, huh? Those family photos you spoke of.
Look at that chick in the second. Look at the chick in the second row in the middle.
He's going to really enjoy this.
Beth Ann.
Everyone,
oh, my God.
I'm looking at you guys. You all have the most disturbed look on your faces.
Oh, my God. That is such a great fan site.
It is, isn't it?
That is really the unofficial site of the Don and Mike show.
That's right.
I can't. I got nothing to say.
If you want to know,
I swear to God, I am so.
If you want to know what the show is all about,
oh yeah, right.
To get behind the scenes photos.
Oh my God,
that's where you want to go.
Let me click off of that.
Yeah, take that away. God, oh God, let's see. I'm feeling lightheaded. I swear to God, and you were looking at it this weekend, huh?
Accidental.
Oh, don't look at me like that. God, that's gross.
Listen. we send people there sometimes, I look at it.
Just do you ever get deeper than the front page?
No. No. Because,
I mean, really, if that's the home page, why? What makes you think you need to go
what
further?
What else do you need?
Second row, girl in the middle is gag factor times 1,000. I mean,
ooh.
Take away the toilet and and the guy that's got his legs akimbo.
It's truly amazing that there's a subculture that's into that kind of ass.
Sure is.
And now we mean us.
Now, that's where you can get downloads for the show. And get all of your Dynamike merchandise there.
That guy's going to, you know, tool into his driveway. Way, run upstairs and talk about cred. We'll have it after that.
Oh my God. Oh, that's too good. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.